This is the Robin Ross Recap.
Dit is nou net na 6:10. We need to get into a little thing called Question of the Day.
Question of the Day from our box of infinite questions. Roz, your question of the day today is... What would be your Harry Potter house?
What would be my Harry Potter house?
As ek praat, hoe het op jou kop sit?
Ja.
Jack Sparrow's hat.
The sorting hat would go on my head and then I would be assuming that I would be Gryffindor. Because I have quite a lot of Gryffindor merch, but I think at heart I'm a Slytherin.
Oh!
100%.
Like, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, I think it would be one of those ones where, like, you get in and then, oh, if I had brothers and sisters, the hat would say, Gryffindor is strong within you. And then
you'd be like, nah, I'm
a
sneak.
My whole family would be, like, so keen for me to be Gryffindor. And then at the end of the sorting process, the hat would actually, but where you belong is in Slytherin.
You reckon?
I reckon, yeah.
That's very sneaky.
I know.
I did not think this of you.
I know. No, I'm
you hanging out with Draco Malfoy there.
You know, let me and the Death Eaters just be chilling. Guy, let us just be chilling. Yeah, I think I would want to go 100% Gryffindor, like just for the optics. But if I'm going to be honest, I am a Slytherin at heart.
Gryffindor is the flash house.
100%.
Full of poses.
Slytherin is getting things done undercover. It might not be the best things or the good things, but we are doing things. I would be Slytherin. What do you say?
Well, I think I would be a Ravenclaw. Because I'm a nerd.
So like a middle of the road, you're not doing anything heroic. You're just chilling.
We are the nerds.
Yeah.
We are the wizarding nerds.
Yeah.
That's definitely me.
Okay.
People must leave me alone.
I think we've both. I thought you would want to be in Harry's house because you're giving a bit of a Harry Potter vibe.
Give that vibe, but it's not true though.
All that's missing from Rob Forbes is a lightning bolt scar on your forehead.
Don't mock my haircut.
Negan likes his Harry Potter.
That's mocking my haircut.
Sorry.
I'm just saying. Do you know what is ironic? Is that neither of us have gone for the house of hard work, the Hufflepuffs, the grinders, the ones who get things done.
Guess who's a Hufflepuff
not
in this
us.
Room?
Producer Wayne.
100%, and he's so proud of it.
I see him with Arkut Verki or whatever. Joe?
I think I would go for Hufflepuffers as well.
Oh, really?
You know, I'd Hufflepuff because it's like in the background and it's chilled, you know.
It's just chilled.
Like me, most days.
So there you go. You can trust me because I'm a nerd. You can ask Joe to do hardworking things. And if you want a sneaky person to help take over the world, Roseanne McKenzie is your girl.
Cunning and resourceful. You call it sneaky, I say cunning and resourceful.